From down under cyberspace at sablues.org, transmitted through the ether and downloaded to your mobile media device, comes a podcast special. Jerome Duvendans here, and I'm presenting the ABC of the blues, and we are up to part 3. Join me as I open the vault, consult the archives, and explore the rich, fertile history of the blues. While in the archives and viewing the alphabetical listing of the musicians there, I thought I would, over the next few podcasts, present the ABC of the blues, whereby I go through the alphabet and for each letter select notable artists whose names start with that particular letter, artists who in some way are indicative of important aspects of the blues genre, and for those various artists handpick significant blues recordings by them. For those carnivorous consumers of the blues, part 3 brings us to a meatier portion of the blues. We are up to the letter M.
Name of Kenny Morganfield, nickname Muddy Water. Snowball's famous guitar picker, Muddy Water. Well, we just got together on our verses, and one fractured the other verse, one fractured the other, until we missed the whole song. We named it ourselves Buck Over Farm, because Snowball invented the Buck Over Farm. And we named it Buck Over Farm. He was like the blues.
M is for Muddy. Muddy Waters, of course, born McKinley Morganfield in 1915 at Rolling Fork, Mississippi. He grew up immersed in the Delta Blues, moved to Chicago in 1943, and began playing in the clubs. He landed a deal with Aristocrat Records, received little recognition until 1950, when Aristocrat became Chess Records. It was then that his career really took off. From a 1955 Chess recording, here is a man, a full-grown man, a hoochie-coochie man, a Rolling Stone. I spell him A Child N. Here is Muddy Waters with Manish Boy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Everything gonna be alright this morning. Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of 5, my mother said I'd be the greatest man alive. But now I'm a man, I made 21. I want you to believe me, honey, we're having lots of fun. I'm a man.
Yeah!
I spell M H I N. That rather than me.
Yeah!
No B O child. Why? That spell managed boy. But a man. I'm a full-grown man. I'm a man. I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man. I'm a hoochie-coochie man. Sitting on the outside, just me and my mate. I made the moon, come up 2 hours late. Wasn't that a man? I spell him child in that rather than me. No be oh child. Why that spell managed boy? I'm a man, I'm a full grown man. I'm a man, I'm a rolling stone. I'm a man, full grown man. Oh well, oh well.
M is for the mighty Mississippi River, meandering from Minnesota slowly towards the Mississippi Delta. M is for the state of Mississippi, home of the Magnolia, the Mockingbird, and the Jim Crow laws that disenfranchised African Americans. Mississippi, a moniker assumed by many musicians from the region. M is for Mississippi Fred McDowell. McDowell was born in 1904 in Rossville, Tennessee, a bluesman from the North Mississippi region east of the Delta, a region where the blues is characterized by a droning hypnotic effect that is closer to the structure of its African roots. The North Hill country blues style, evident in the playing of Junior Kimbrough, R.L. Burnside, and Mississippi Fred McDowell. Is also for Mississippi John Hurt. John Smith Hurt, better known as Mississippi John Hurt, was born in 1893 and passed on in 1966. Raised in Avalon, Mississippi, he first recorded for Okie Records in 1928. Known for his fast, pickless, syncopated fingerstyle playing, here is Mississippi John Hurt with one of his signature tunes, Frankie.
Frankie was a good girl, everybody knew. She paid $100 for out one suit of clothes. He's a man, and he done it wrong. Mm-hmm. saloon, didn't go to be gone long. She peeped through the keyhole of the door, spied Alvin in Alice's arm. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frankie called Albert. Albert says, I don't hear. If you don't come to the woman you love, gonna haul you out of here. You's my man, and you done me wrong. Frankie shot Albert, and she shot him 3 or 4 times. Let's stroll back out to smoke him a gun. Let me see his Albert dying. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frank and the judge walked out on the stand. They walked out side to side. The judge says to Frankie, you're gonna be justified for killing a man, and he done you wrong. Dark was the night, cold was on the ground. The last word I heard Frankie said, done laid old Albert down. He's my man, and he done me wrong. I ain't gonna tell no story, and I ain't gonna tell no lie. Well, I was passed about an hour ago, the girl you call Alice Pride. He's your man, and he done you wrong.
M is for the Mississippi Shakes, who took their name from the Rudolph Valentino movie, The Shake. The band consisted mainly of the Chapman family, who came from Bolton in Mississippi. When the band first recorded their blend of country and blues fiddle music in 1930, the lineup consisted of Bo Carter with Lonnie and Sam Chapman, along with Walter Vinson. Their first and biggest success was Sitting on Top of the World, recorded in 1930. Their last recording session as the Mississippi Shakes was in 1936.
Back on me, I believe I'll go right back up in old Tennessee. I'm a lonely one in this town. Everybody tried to throw me down. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm a lonely one in this town. I'm a stranger here. Everybody's turning back on me. I believe I'll go right back up in old Tennessee. I'm a lonely one in the town. Everybody tried to throw me down. I'm lonely as I can be.
You got somebody, come on, let's go.
Memphis in the state of Tennessee, a city named after the ancient capital of Egypt. Memphis, once a major center of river transportation and once home to the world's biggest cotton market. Memphis, a melting pot out of which arose innovative strains of African-American music, gospel, blues, jazz, soul, and rhythm and blues. Memphis, a moniker assumed by bands and musicians from the region. M is for the Memphis Jug Band, active from the mid-1920s through to the late 1950s. The band featured harmonica, kazoo, fiddle, mandolin, washboard, and of course, jug. They played slow blues, pop songs, humorous songs, and upbeat dance numbers with jazz and string band flavors. The band made their first commercial music recordings in Memphis and recorded more sides than any other pre-war jug band.
I'm never been on that fiddle. What's
Let's
that?
Go down to the grand front.
M is for Memphis Minnie. Born Lizzie Douglas in 1897, she was a blues guitarist, vocalist, and songwriter whose recording career lasted from the 1920s through to the 1950s. She recorded over 200 songs. Her performances and songwriting made her well known in a genre dominated mostly by men. Memphis Minnie died in 1973 in Memphis, Tennessee. M is for Memphis Slim. Born 1915, died 1988. Memphis Slim, a blues pianist, singer, and composer. He led a series of bands that, reflecting the popular appeal of jump blues, included saxophones, bass, drums, and piano. A song he first cut in 1947, Every Day I Have the Blues, has become a blues standard.
Every day. Every day I have the blues. Every day and every night. Every day I have the blues. So when you see me wearing people, you know it's you that I hate to lose. Nobody loves me, and nobody seems to care. Nobody loves me, nobody seems to care. But speaking of bad luck and trouble, people, do you know? Do you know I've had my share? Now I'm gonna pack my suitcase, gonna move on down the line. I'm gonna pack my suitcase. Yes, I'm moving on down the line.
M is also for Ma Rainey. Ma Rainey, born Gertrude Pridgett in 1886. She died in 1939. She was one of the earliest known American professional blues singers and one of the first generation of such singers to record. She was also billed as the mother of the blues. Here's Ma Rainey with Boos and Blues.
Carrying me to the cold house, Lordy, how I yes, in a cell where there ain't no food. My life is all a misery when I cannot get my food. I can't live without my liquor. Got to have the booze to kill these blues.
You are listening to the ABC of the Blues, a podcast special coming your way from Down Under Cyberspace at sablues.org. This is part 3, and we are up to the meatier portion of the blues. It is the letter M. M is for Mammy Smith. On August the 10th, 1920, in New York City, Mammy Smith recorded a set of songs including Crazy Blues. Recorded on Okie Records, it was the first recording of vocal blues by an African-American artist. To the surprise of record companies, large numbers of the record were purchased by African-Americans, and there was a sharp increase in the popularity of race records. Because of the historical significance of Crazy Blues, it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1994, and in 2005 was selected for permanent preservation in the National Recording Registry at the Library of Congress. Well, here is Mammy Smith and her jazz hounds with Crazy Blues.
Thank you.
M is for Mance. Mance Lipscomb represents one of the last remnants of the 19th century songster tradition, which predates the development of the blues. Lipscomb performed a wide variety of material in diverse styles, including ballads, rags, dance pieces, and popular sacred and secular songs. Lipscomb himself insisted that he was not a blues singer, since he played all kinds of music. His eclectic repertoire has been reported to have contained over 350 pieces, spanning two centuries. Here is Mance Lipscomb with Motherless Children.
Motherless children's a hard time when they birthday. Motherless children see a hard time when the birthday's day. Wandering round from door to door, still don't have anywhere to go. Nobody else to take your mother's place, your mother's day. Some people say, oh, ain't it will do, mother is dead. Some people say, oh, ain't it will do when your mother is dead. Some people say that you ain't it will do, she won't make a star and true untrue. Nobody else to take your mother's place, mother is dead. Some folks say your sister will do when your mother is dead. Some folks say that something will do when your mother is dead. Some people say something will do soon as she marries, turn her back on you. Mother and children of well, your father will do the best he can when your mother is dead. Your father will do the best he can when your mother is dead. Father will do the best he can. So many things father can't understand. Mother and children feel a hard time. Well, Jesus will be a father for you. Your mother is dead. Jesus will be father for you when your mother is dead. Jesus will be a father for you. Through pains and sorrow, he will lead you through. Mother.
Brings us to the letter N. N is for North. It is the North Mississippi All-Stars hailing from Hernando, Mississippi. The band is composed of brothers Luther and Cody Dickerson, along with bassist Chris Chu. Here is their take on the blues jazz folk standard, Make Me a Pallet on the Floor. The song's origins can be traced back to the 19th century. An early recording of this song was made by Mississippi John Hurt. A pallet in this case, a straw mattress thrown together as a hastily contrived bed.
Oh, I know I'd be satisfied if I could catch a train and ride. If I made Atlanta, no place to go. Won't you make me down a pallet on your floor? Make me down a pallet on your floor. Won't you make me down a pallet on your floor? Make me down a pallet, down soft and low. Make me down a pallet on your floor. cold, sleet, and snow. Going up the country with cold, sleet, and snow. Going up in the country, cold, sleet, and snow. Ain't no telling how far I may go. Make me down on a pallet on your floor. Won't you make me down on a pallet on your floor? Lay me down a pallet, down soft and low. Make it so your man will never know. Shoulders tied. Say the way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tied. Say the way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tied. Gonna turn over and try it on the side. Don't make me down a pallet on your floor. Won't you make me down a pallet on your floor? Lay me down a pallet, down soft and low. Make it so your man will never know. If I make Atlanta, no place to go. Won't you make me down a pallet on your floor? Won't you make me down a pallet on your floor? Won't you make me down a pallet on your floor? Make me down a pallet, down soft and low. Won't you make it so your man would ever know? Lay me down a pallet, down soft and low. Make it so your man would ever know.
M is also four. The Mississippi saxophone, the harmonica, the mouth organ, the blues harp, which figures prominently in the blues, as does the subject of trains. O is for Oscar. Lee Oscar harmonicas, perhaps? No, O is for Oscar Myers, a mate of Joe's. Joe Bizarre, that is. He has established Phonotone Records, and he has a remarkable collection of over 16,000 records from the 1920s and 30s, including many rare 78s of Negro Blues. Here on Phonotone Records is Oscar Myers with Busted Boiler Blues. Thank you. O is for Otis. Otis Taylor, born in Chicago and moved at a young age to Denver, Colorado. His 2001 record entitled White African is a direct and personal statement about the harsher experiences of African Americans. He addressed the lynching of his great-grandfather and the death of his uncle. His songs fearlessly explored the checkered history of race relations in the Deep South. Here is Otis Taylor from the album White African, the song My Soul's in Louisiana.
My body lies in Tennessee. I didn't kill no brakeman. I didn't kill no engineer. Well, a white man pointed his finger and they said what they always say. They didn't bother to hang me. They just shot me on the spot. My body lies in Tennessee. They didn't bother to hang me. They just shot me, bam, on the spot.
Also for Otha. Otha Turner, born 1907, died 2003. He was one of the last well-known fife players in the vanishing American fife and drum blues tradition. He was born in Madison County, Mississippi, and lived his entire life in northern Mississippi as a farmer, where in 1923, age 16, he learned to play fifes fashioned out of river canes.
Jesus, when I lay my burden down, hallelujah, when I lay my burden on down. Give me glory, hallelujah, when I lay my burden down. Burden down, Lord, burden down. And higher when I lay my burden down.
Brings us to the letter P. P is for Professor. Professor Longhair, one Henry Roland Byrd, born 1918, died 1980. A New Orleans blues singer and pianist, he bridged the genres of boogie-woogie and rhythm and blues. His distinctive style was a result of learning to play piano on an instrument that was missing some keys. He is also for prisoner, suffering punishment and pain. Let's join a chain gang out of Angola State Penitentiary and do some hard manual labor, synchronized by the call of one convict and the response of the chain gang. Of Jerome Duvendan's saga of the ABC of the blues, it is the letter Q. Q is for Queen. Queen Ida, born 1929 in Lake Charles, Louisiana. She is a Creole accordionist. Her first language is French. Her music is an eclectic mix of rhythm and blues, Caribbean and Cajun.
Come on!
You have been listening to Jerome Devendan's saga of The ABC of the Blues, Part 3. It was produced by David Stokel and recorded in the Bowen Studio, located in beautiful suburban Adelaide. Podcasts are made available for downloading at sablues.org on the web and in the business of promoting roots and blues music since 1997 and podcasting a mature mix of rich roots and blues music since 2005. This is Jerome Duvendan speaking.